I have no idea what the quality of sound on this is going to be. I'm wearing my headphones, earbud thingies, and talking into the mic on the cord. Dude, I was almost 8 miles into a nice little bike ride. Plan to do a quick 15. And I got another freaking flat. I swear I have run over every staple in this county at one time or another. I've had more flats on this bike in the maybe 2 years, last 2 years. Especially the last year. Jeez. This last year I've had more flats than I've ever had in my entire life. It's just amazing. And I don't have a tube with me. I've got two of them at home. I need to buy a little seat bag so I can carry my tubes and my tire changing stuff with me. But this was a back tire. It's just a pain on this bike for me to do. I hate it. So maybe it knows that I'm getting a new bike soon. I'm getting a road bike. Getting rid of the mountain bike with the smoother. I got smoother tires on it, but getting a road bike. I think I'm gonna get a 2010 Fuji Michibe Robai. It's a limited edition of their Robai. They've got Robai 1, 2, and 3, one being the best. And on down, but the Michibe is a limited edition. It's like 50% off right now of what it originally sold for, according to their price tags, of course. But from looking online, I couldn't really find anything else about that bike because apparently nobody sold it for very long, and those who did don't have it. But the other Robai models, when I look at the prices that they claim for them, they're about right. So I believe they're discount showings, so I can get that pretty cheap. So I'm gonna get that soon. I tested it out today, and boy, it's a lot lighter than this thing, that's for sure. It's amazing what a difference it is. I find it hard to believe that there's a 12 pound difference, but somewhere I read some specs on that bike as being about 20 pounds, and this fully loaded, you know, with all the, not loaded, but with the equipment it has on it, about 19 or 20 pounds. And this bike that I have is supposed to be like 33. The gearing's gonna be different though. I calculated on the old one that I would have, on this one that I'm pushing right now, calculated that I would have, that it would go down to 19 gear inches in the lowest gear. And on the new one, I calculated, these are calculations that I don't know if are accurate or not, though. But I calculated that it was 34 at the lowest. That's a big difference. Now, truth be told, I never used the lowest gear on this bike. It's too low. I don't have any hills around here that require it. Because I've got front rings of 42, 32, and 22. And I believe my gear set goes from 12 to 34, I want to say. 34 is the lowest, I think. And that's pretty big. The Michibe goes from... The Michibe has a compact crank in front. It's got the 50 and the 34. So that's going to be a little different. And then it's got 11 to 26 in back. So I'll be interested to see how I do on hills. I may have a problem. Or I may not. It's a lot lighter bike. But all I know is, I sure friggin' hope I don't have so many flippin' flats. It's just annoying. And I'm definitely gonna carry my stuff with me from now on. Because I lucked out. I was 5 miles from home. Could have been worse. So, anyway, later.